Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
I'm not sure if this is Idiot of the Week. We need your help. We need your critical analysis skills, Frangela.
All right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. A female passenger on a recent Delta Airlines flight stunned her fellow travelers and cabin crew when she reportedly was observed breastfeeding her pet cat. So to answer your question, Chris, the cat was on her nipple. Okay. And the woman refused to stop when asked by a flight attendant.
Holy Spirit, activate. I need to know that were there any black people nearby?
You know the answer to that. Clearly, this was one of them whites only sections, because if there had been it.
Listen, I have had a long lockdown. I am lonely. I mean, okay. This was on a flight from Syracuse to Atlanta. The tale of the became public knowledge after a screenshot went viral on social media showing a message that was transmitted by Delta crew member to colleagues on the ground in Atlanta summoning assistance. We have
how do you assist with
Roger that? We have see trouble in the air here.
I'm gonna tell you something. Now I understand the flight attendants were black. Because they got on the thing. They were like, "No, we need some assistance with this. This is a level of crazy that was not in the training handbook."
Now this is when things get weird.
Now
a warning. This is the cat. This woman had one of those like hairless cats swaddled up in a blanket, so it looked like a baby. Said the flight attendant, her shirt was up and she was trying to get the cat to latch, and she wouldn't put the cat back in the carrier, and the cat was screaming for its life.
The cat was screaming.
The cat was like Mr. Bigglesworth.
So people knew that it was a cat because it was screaming.
Right. Okay. According to Delta's website, Delta fully supports women's rights to breastfeed on board Delta and Delta Connection aircraft. It is unlikely the airline's pro-lactation stance extends to human passengers nursing animals.
Well, that's a big assumption on the part of the Daily Mail.
Well, okay.
I would like all the heavenly spirit to come to us in this moment and to prevent Francis and I from driving to this woman's home and beating her. Please.
I think I need the heavenly choir, the heavenly angels. Oh. Yeah, okay.
Please, we ask for your help.
We need your strength and guiding hand, Lord. So, because
everything in me wants to find this woman and beat her and rescue that poor cat. Everything in me.
Right, but is it animal abuse? Is it?
Yes!
Was it nutrition for the animal? Was it a sexual kink for her?
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, a sexual kink for her. Okay. Well, at least someone's gotten weirder than I have in 2 years of lockdown.
Well, you know how we occasionally have these stories about women who marry roller coasters and the Eiffel Tower and all of that? Maybe she married her cat.
No, the difference here is you didn't watch her breastfeed the Eiffel Tower, did you?
Does the cat being hairless make it more like a baby and less like a cat? Does it?
No.
Okay.
I need to know, is she actually lactating? I need these questions answered.
That is number one. Let's ask question number two. This is for home, people.
I'm not I'm really not a cat lover. Just I'm wildly allergic. I love animals, but I with the part about she was trying to get the cat to latch. Chris, you're a cat owner. Do you want a cat to latch on any part of your body?
Cats have teeth.
Particularly your nipple, because
cats have teeth. Also, that's not
only, you know, I mean, a certain segment likes biting on the nipple.
Okay,
but
that's a lot of biting.
Yeah, those are sharp teeth.
That was not circling the areola.
Hey, nothing's wrong with that. Some consensual biting
at your house, in your house. But when you are on the plane, Nita, you are in a hold. That's federal land. You need to go back to your house. You're crazy. Also, the thing or the person biting has to give consent.
Right.
Well, the lady did. I think she was.
Could it have been a political protest? This is you're grabbing the pussy, right? Rather than someone grabbing you by the you're grabbing actually, your own pussy.
Or it was more grabbing her.
Yeah.
Well,
it
could have been a political statement.
This is what happens when black women aren't in charge.
Yes.
This is an example.
This is why Stacey Abrams needs to be governor of Georgia. That was the point of this whole story.
Don't cats notoriously have reality. Like those sandpaper?
Sorry, Brandon.
We can seriously, this should not have happened. And I want to applaud those black flight attendants, as Francis is right, I believe they were, because they restrained themselves and told the people on the ground, you're going to do something about this when we land. Because if you don't, I don't want to stop this midair flight because this one crazy person. We barely got masks. I stapled 13 masks on 13 people just now. Okay. So I'm going to get in trouble for that anyway. I'm going to get written up for that.
Maybe they were out of duct tape.
Yeah.
sure they were. Well, a good third of our flight was duct tape. I don't mind.
Okay. I just feel like it's one of those weeks where we would rather just talk about this for the whole hour rather than women losing bodily autonomy, you know? And I don't know what gun violence,
no,
you name it.
Every day I wake up and I'm like, and I hear all the people who told us to not be worried about it.
Right?
And I'm like, what did we tell you?
Remember?
Let me explain that. Remember?
Oh, look at you all cute in your sea hats. Oh, you're all mad. And we're like, what did we tell you? What did we effing tell you?
Because people don't try to get the right to do something when they don't intend to use it.
Yeah.
So the reality is, this whole concept, they do this, they do that, but they're not going to really do that. No, that's not how life works. If you give permission to people to do something, they do it. So when you elect these people, when you let Susan Collins run and scurry and hide and pretend like she's not the problem, when she literally goes in like, and she's not talking now. Oh, I believe them. The second they got on the court, they probably even put her name up on the doors. Yeah, Coney, not qualified at whatever her name is.
Yes.
They probably even put her name up on the door. First thing she does in there is come in and say something stupid and crazy and not even legal. Like, oh, you can always put your baby up for adoption. Like, what are you, 12?
Right.
Like, that's insane.
Yeah. Well, you know what? And you know what? At the end of the day, what are we dealing with? And we are going to have to codify this into law and demand that we have protection of women's bodies.
We've been saying that for 50 years. And that is my problem, is that we have allowed this to go on for 50 years. We have allowed this debate to stay in a realm where it was a Supreme Court case. And we know the Supreme Court has Plessy versus Ferguson, mm-hmm. Dred Scott. We you know, you look at the, it's absolutely insane to me. So we need to deal with voting rights and we need to deal with getting unqualified justices who skimmy scamming their way onto the court, off the court, or we need to stay at court.
Now that
this is ridiculous.
That hilarious Supreme Court sketch we did for Sexy Liberal, remember where, Francis was Clarence Thomas and I was Amy Coney Barrett and you were Sonia Sotomayor. Angela, remember how, I can hear the laugh track in my head. That was so funny then. And,
that was a better court. Let me tell you something. Our Supreme Court was a better court. We got more done. We made more sense. We had more respect for the institution. When comedians doing sketches do better than the real thing, we have really turned a psycho corner.
Yeah.
Yep.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
I mean, between that this week and Omicron and the same idiocy, right, to the point of people buying $110 bags of dirt they think will cure COVID, you think, oh, my God, are people finally going to wake up with Omicron? Like, oh, my God, here we go again. And the answer is nope. We're just, they almost shut the government down to stop Joe Biden from trying to save more lives with vaccine mandates. I mean, it's almost like peak idiocracy meets Handmaid's Tale this week, right?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I don't know why people don't. We've been saying it, like you read the story a second ago about DeSantis talking about setting up his own militia.
Yeah.
Don't misunderstand this. We keep saying it. We are in a civil war where they are actually firing. Yes. They are actually firing. And we're sitting here going, okay, we have to get out the vote. We got out the vote. We got out more vote than we'd ever had before. It's not about getting out the vote. Like, we have got to stop them legislatively and in the streets right now.
I was saying all the week, though, Angela, I got to say, the fact that Stacey Abrams isn't giving up has given me hope this week. It's one of silver linings that I'm like, okay, she went and changed the system. Mm-hmm. You know, she didn't just complain and sit on the sidelines. She changed the system, and she's not going to stop fighting. So I'm not either.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. But she ran against and is again running against the man who stole the election in the first place.
Yeah. That's right.
So here's the deal. Start sending her money now.
Yeah.
Let everyone, we have to overwhelm every process they have because there are more of us.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make sense for this less than a third of the country to be determining everybody else's life, liberty, and happiness.
Yes.
It doesn't make any sense.
Kill the rest of us with COVID. Overturn Roe v. Wade. You're right, Angela. A third of the country. Yeah.
And here's my thing. If they can come, they feel that they can come for Roe v. Wade. They will come for gay marriage.
Yep,
they are coming for it.
They are going to come. They're going to come for brown and black people. If they
public school, public education.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right. They're coming for it all because the American way of life that they are talking about is a white male centric focused life.
Yeah.
And that perspective where that person, that male, runs everything in all of us. That perspective is the only perspective.
Yeah. Did you hear that, Travis? There goes your happy marriage to Dylan. You'll be forced to move into me with me and cook Wild Alaskan Company fish for me. Ha ha.
Then we'll just live in sin. Did it before.
Uh-huh.
Angela, you just said civil war. They're saying it. Like, you're not, people go, oh, that's hyperbole, if they're listening to you on the other side.
I don't know where you were January 6th.
A prominent Colorado Republican activist on Tuesday urged fellow conservatives to reject political violence and extremism, even as he claimed that the country is under threat from communist tyranny and on a path towards civil war. He said, I see a war coming if we don't stand together, and trust me, you don't want to see it. I mean, they threaten it. They say, oh, we don't want it, but it's coming. I mean, it's not even coded language, right?
They're not even having to code it. They have people at all of their so-called rallies going, when do we get to start shooting people? When do we get to start using our guns? And they are using their guns. Kyle Rittenhouse was a political terrorist. Like, the reality is they are coming. They are already shooting. We are already dying. Hundreds of thousands of people died unnecessarily from this disease, from this virus. And if you didn't take that seriously, or January 6th seriously, or their refusal to participate in our judicial process seriously, take it seriously when DeSantis talks about his own military that wouldn't be under the control of the federal government.
Yeah.
Take that seriously.
Yeah.